Mason's in North Ridgeville. Going to play this round of Chump Tooie on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Hey, Mason, how are you?
We're doing pretty good this morning. How about you guys?
Good. Oh, yeah, we're doing great. It's Friday. Weekend's right around the corner. Playing around a Chump Tooie. Mother's Day this weekend. What else is going on? Miss anything? Cavs look good. Wait, I'm stopping. I'm stopping.
No, they don't.
They do not. All right, so let's see if you can do better than the Cavs during this particular game. Just whenever you're ready, Mason, ask Jen to leave the room.
All right, Jen, will you please leave the room?
I sure will. Good luck, Mason.
All right, Mason's playing the game, going to answer these five questions. Jen Tooie's making her way out of the studio. Producer Stevie's staying in the studio with me, keeping track of the score, which I really appreciate. So we will ask you the five questions now. Jen's out of the hallway. Just make sure you give us the answer before you hear that buzzer. That's all. So here we go. Question number one. So Lisa Kudrow has restarted the classic Friends debate over Ross and Rachel's infamous break. She was on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon and said Ross wasn't just wrong, he was also a bad boyfriend. So I don't care, even if you've never watched the show Friends, were they or weren't they on a break, in your opinion, Mason?
No.
Question number two, Breeze Airways is launching a new nonstop flight from Akron, Canton to Savannah. The flights will be twice a week and begin this week on Sundays and also on Thursdays. Which airline, whose primary colors were yellow and black, stopped operations altogether a few days ago?
Spirit.
Now all those parked planes are all over my For You page. Like they're in Arizona or somewhere. It's like these Spirit airplanes all over the place. Yeah. Question number three. So Kelly Clarkson is headed back to The Voice. NBC announced the news on Instagram, writing that Team Kelly has re-entered the chat, end quote. Was Kelly Clarkson a judge this past season on The Voice? Yes or no?
Yes.
All right. Question number four. Olivia Rodrigo. Major dad fail. So she's expanding her upcoming Unraveled World Tour after overwhelming demand. Basically, I think she sold out the entire tour. If she didn't, I can't find tickets anywhere. And she added new dates. The drop-dead singer recently announced these 65 shows supporting her third studio album. I didn't check the UK. Maybe I should have.
Yeah, you could head on over there. Just don't take Spirit.
Which Disney Channel show did Olivia Rodrigo star in that first aired in 2019?
I would have no idea. Wizards of Waverly Place.
Oh, I like the guess. Question number five. Netflix has announced it's going to be bringing back Temptation Island. This is for a third season. The renewal comes in less than a month after the second season's premiere. Casting, by the way, has already begun for season three. My question to you, speaking of season two of Temptation Island, where was season two filmed?
Jamaica.
Jamaica. Chance to win at 9:22. All right, let's see if you hit on that one. We're going to grab Jen from the hallway, bring her back into the studio. That's next. Mason in North Ridgeville playing this round of Chump Tooie on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Jen Tooie's back into the room. Let's continue the game. But first, let's let Mason know how he did.
Mason got three.
Oh, there you go.
Nicely done, Mason.
Nice job, Mason. Good job, buddy. Trying to win that limited edition I Chump Tooie t-shirt. All right, let's ask the same five questions we asked Mason just a few minutes ago, beginning with question number one. And Lisa Kudrow has restarted the classic Friends debate over Ross and Rachel's infamous break. She was on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon and said Ross wasn't just wrong. He was a bad boyfriend.
I love this story.
My question to you, were they or weren't they on a break?
I feel like I'm in the minority. I think they were on a break.
Because they were. Question number two.
Doesn't make it right, though.
Doesn't make it right, but they were,
make it right.
In fact, on a
break. We were on a break. Question number two. Breeze Airways is launching a new nonstop flight to Akron.
You're just rubbing it in. The amount of money I paid to fly to Savannah on a non-direct flight just a month ago.
She went from Cleveland to Greece to Savannah.
I did.
So I figured I have to work this in.
Thank you, Tim.
Breeze is launching a new nonstop flight from Akron,
convenient.
To Savannah. The flight's going to be twice weekly beginning, well, I don't know, this week on Sundays and Thursdays.
Cool.
So if you're going back, I mean, it's a direct flight. I don't know what you're doing over there.
Probably will. Spring
Jen,
break next
Cleveland
year when
to
the
Greece
flight
to
isn't
LA
there.
To Savannah. Which airline, whose primary colors were yellow and black, stopped operations altogether a few days ago?
Spirit.
It was. Not taking that anywhere. Question number three. Kelly Clarkson.
No, you're not.
Too soon? Is heading back to The Voice. NBC announced the news on Instagram, writing, Team Kelly has re-entered the chat. Was Kelly Clarkson a judge this past season on The Voice? Yes or no?
No.
She was.
Shoot!
Question.
I try to say it with confidence.
You did
like
say it
it'll
with confidence.
Be, right?
Yeah.
That didn't work. Okay.
Question number four. I believe Stevie will still mark that incorrect.
I know, but like, why are you making it such a big deal that she's coming back if she was just there last
season? I thought the same thing, which is why I wrote the question.
Yeah. Well, I should have thought of that.
Question number four. Olivia Rodrigo.
Oh, Tim.
Oh, bad dad duty.
Yeah.
Is expanding her upcoming Unraveled World Tour after overwhelming demand, basically, I think, selling out the entire tour. She added new dates because she's tremendous, and my 11-year-old wants to go, and now the tickets are $500.
Oh, did you get the tickets?
I did not get
no.
the tickets.
Ew.
That's why I'm talking about it now while she's in
problem.
School.
Problem.
Which Disney Channel show?
Oh, come on, did, Stevie.
That's not me.
I don't know.
Did Olivia Rodrigo star in that first aired in 2019?
That was The Wizards of Waverly Place.
Oh, Mason tried that too. That was good.
I tried that a lot.
I love it. I was proud.
It's a good guess, Mason.
I did not write the question, but I want to know the answer.
Which is?
High School Musical, The Musical, The Series.
Yeah, come on.
That's not even real.
Look, you can hear Mason like, yeah, that was God. Not, that's not real.
The musical. What if I would have said High School Musical?
Well, but it's
it?
Not, no.
It's about high school, like, they're at, it's a very weird concept. So,
yeah.
Olivia Rodrigo's at the high school that High School Musical was filmed in, and, like, Gabriella and Troy are famous at that high school. It's like a parallel universe.
Now you're spoiling it for us. I was going to go back and watch
like
it.
Oh,
see
what,
see what's
spoiler.
Happening at East
that's
School.
That's just the premise.
East School?
East High.
Yeah! Question number five.
Jen, you do have to get this one, by the way, to tie it up.
Netflix.
That was confident.
Mm-hmm.
Yosemite Park.
What?
No. Netflix. Netflix has announced that we will be bringing back Temptation Island for a third season. The renewal comes less than a month after the second season's premiere.
What? Is that new? Wasn't that like an old show? Is
yeah,
that a reboot?
Brought it back.
Yeah.
Casting
that was a good show.
I thought I said something wrong.
No, 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 no.
Casting has already begun for season three. Jen, where in the world was season two filmed?
I didn't even know it was a current show. It was Aruba.
Hawaii.
Or that.
Final total, Stevie?
Mason three, Jen two.
Oh, my goodness.
Mason, congratulations. You did it. You trumped
nice
me.
Nice job.
Oh, well, thank you. Finally.
You can go celebrate and have a nice meal at Between the Bun right there in North Ridgeville.
Excuse me?
That's where my dad and my son go all.
Between the
is
Bun?
That what it's called Between
why
the Bun.
Why did they name it that?
I thought you'd like
have
that.
Have you heard of that, Mason? Have you heard of Between the Bun?
I've heard of it. I haven't been there yet.
Well, wait, is it a breakfast
they have a nice
place? What
burger,
is it?
Burger, a nice hot dog.
That would
yeah,
make
between
sense.
Between the Bun or Between
did
the
they
Buns?
They sell everything's Between Buns?
I can't remember if it's
I hope
plural.
It's Buns because Bun just sounds.
Yeah, Between
not
the
right.
Bun. I think it needs to have an S.
No, it's Between the Bun.
Is it just a bun they cut in half?
Why'd they name it that?
I don't know.
I don't know. But my son Noah and my dad love to go there. They go there all the time. Something with a bun.
Something between a bun.
Yeah.
It's just getting weird. Sorry, Mason.
I
congratulations,
just Mason
buddy.
Would know
you're
of
getting
it.
The limited edition I Trump Tui t-shirt. You can wear that between the bun. I don't know.
I don't
it's getting
don't
weird.
Say that.
So I just
you just made it worse.
You made it absolutely weird. I don't know what's going to happening right now.
Reference so, a North Ridgeville restaurant.
Okay, I don't. We need another caller about that. Mm-hmm. So tell everybody who you are and tell everybody what you just did.
I'm Mason from North Ridgeville, and I just Trump Tui.
David's in Stowe. We're going to play this round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. Hey, David, how are you?
I am good. How about yourself?
We are great. Oh, we're doing great. It's Friday. We're glad you're playing this round of Trump Tui. Whenever you are ready, David, go ahead and ask Jen to leave the room because that's what starts the game.
Okay, beautiful Jen Tui. Can you please leave the room?
Oh, I sure can.
Look how
thanks,
nice that
David.
Was. David's so nice.
Good luck, David.
There you go.
Oh, thank you.
We'll see if she really cared about it, if she blows all the answers, all the questions, the answers to the questions.
Trying to psych her out.
That was very well done. I like that. Producer Stevie, stay in the studio with me. You know how the game works. We're going to ask you five questions.
Sure
Jen
do.
Does not participate in this part of the game. She doesn't listen to it. We'll bring her in after you're done answering the five questions. Just make sure you give us those answers before the buzzer. Obviously there's a timer. So that way your answer will count and we're all rooting for you. That's right. There you go. All right. Here we go. We're going to begin with, KFC has just launched.
Oh, I love that.
Has just launched new bucket of the day daily deals that gives fans a choice of four different bucket meals, the options for just $10, along with two new in-house sauces. One of them being honey chili crisp, and the other one being jalapeno ranch. Which of those two sauces, excuse me, David, would you try? Would you try honey chili crisp or jalapeno ranch? That's the question for question one.
I'm going to go with the jalapeno ranch.
Oh, yeah.
I bet that You're making me hungry, Tim.
I bet that is good. I think it's Chick-fil-A that has the jalapeno ranch now.
Yes, they do.
Oh, it's so good.
They're good, too.
Oh, it's so good. A little heat, a little sweet. Okay.
Me, stop talking about food.
I know. I clearly am hungry. Question number two.
Very passionate.
After announcing the end of the Kelly Clarkson show, we were all wondering what was going to happen with the music icon and where she was going to do next. Now we know she's heading back to The Voice as a coach for season 30. She's going to be joining this coach, who is the lead singer of Maroon 5.
Adam Levine.
Question number three. Martin Short got some star-studded support for his documentary, Marty, Life is Short, at its premiere on Wednesday night in L.A. Selena Gomez was there, Eugene Levy, and also Kate Hudson and more. They were on hand. So Martin Short and Selena Gomez star in which Hulu comedy, drama, crime series? What's the name of that show?
Oh, I know it too. Much. I can't think of it right now. Oh, shoot.
Oh, that's all right. There's the timer, or there's the buzzer, excuse me. So we'll move on to the next question with question four. Illumination has dropped its final trailer for Minions and Monsters. It's this prequel to Minions and follows the little yellow guys as they attempt to make a monster movie in old Hollywood. David, which Minion often acts like the leader of the group? It's either Stuart or Kevin.
It's Kevin.
Question number five, Mortal Kombat 2 is looking for a fight at the box office. The sequel, based on the popular video game series, is projected to make between $40 and $45 million in its first weekend in theaters. Speaking of Mortal Kombat, which character can freeze opponents with ice powers?
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit. I know it. I can't think of his name, but I know it.
I used to love playing that game, and my little brother dominates me in Mortal Kombat. I cannot win any rounds against him at all. Dominate. All right. So, Dave, this is what's going to happen. We're going to figure out how you did. We're going to grab Jen from the hallway and bring her back into the studio. That's next. Let's continue this round of Chump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. David and Stowe answering five questions a minute ago. Producer Stevie, how did David do?
David got three.
Ooh.
Nicely done, David.
Nice.
Thank you. I just came back from Disney, too.
You did?
How fun.
Disney and Universal. I went to 26 from May the 3rd.
Oh, that is a good time. Look at that.
A little warm.
Can you imagine that? Going to Disney and then 922 get qualified for Jamaica? That is not a bad year. Not a bad year at all.
Yes.
All right.
Lucky.
Here we go. I'm going to ask the same five questions. Trying to make it back to back losses. We'll see what happens, though. We begin with question one. So we begin, of course, with KFC. Has just launched new Bucket of the Day daily deals that gives fan a choice of four different bucket meal options for just $10 alongside with their new in-house sauces, one of them called Honey Chili Crisp, and the other one is Jalapeno Ranch. Which of those two sauces would you like more?
Probably the Jalapeno Ranch.
Mm-hmm. Talking about that when you're out of the studio. That's a good call, right, David?
Mm-hmm. I'm going Honey Chili Crisp.
Would you? Mm-hmm. You not like ranch?
I like the one Jen said.
Yeah.
I mean, they both sound good.
Jalapeno Ranch. I was talking when you're out of the studio at Chick-fil-A.
It's so good.
Squeeze it on. Question number two.
No, I meant the sandwich. Is there an actual liquid?
When I went there, they give you a packet of the.
Oh, I found that afterwards. Hashtag, that's right.
Squeeze it on. They give it to you on the side.
They give it to you on the side. I didn't know. The sandwich was good without it.
So you can control that heat.
Yes, you can. Okay. This got weird again.
Question number two.
Always does.
After announcing the end of the Kelly Clarkson show, we were all wondering what she was going to be doing next. Now we do know. Heading back to The Voice as a coach for season 30. She's going to be joining this coach, who's the lead singer of Maroon 5.
Adam Levine.
It is Adam Levine. As we move to question number three, Martin Short got some star-studded support for his documentary, Marty, Life is Short, at his premiere on Wednesday night in L.A. Selena Gomez was there. You had Eugene Levy and Kate Hudson and more. They were on hand. Now, Martin Short and Selena Gomez star in which Hulu comedy, drama, crime series?
Only Murders in the Building.
It is Only Murders.
Yeah, I knew that.
Yeah, it was the tip of your tongue. You're right. That's right. It's probably
because of the time.
Yeah, probably Jen. Was.
Question number four.
Probably was. Don't say thank you to me.
No, thank you.
No, I didn't. You said it like I said it just then, and
I
didn't.
You did say it just then.
You played a clip.
You shouldn't do that to Jen. That's not right.
Yeah.
Thank you, David.
I don't know. You know why I like to do it?
It's so good.
Stop.
Question
is that you about the jalapeno ranch sandwich?
It doesn't matter.
Is that what you're talking about?
Because you know what? I like it too.
Samesies, bro.
Stop.
Stop. I hate how many
There's
of those
too
you
many
have.
Now. It works for too many things.
I don't like it.
Question number four. Illumination has dropped its final trailer for Minions and Monsters. It's a prequel to Minions, and it follows the little yellow guys as they attempt to make a monster movie in old Hollywood. Which minion often acts like the leader of the group? It's either Stuart or Kevin.
Kevin.
It is Kevin. As we move to question number five, Mortal Kombat 2 is looking for a fight at the box office. The sequel, based on the popular video game series, is projected to make between $40 and $45 million in its first weekend in theaters. Speaking of Mortal Kombat, which character can freeze opponents with ice powers?
That's Combat Freeze Man. Mortal Freezer.
I like that one.
I like that better.
Sub-Zero wins. It's Sub-Zero.
Wins or wins?
I was just saying when you were out of the room. I love playing Mortal Kombat. My brother Kevin dominates me in that game. Like, I can't even win one round against him. Oh, Sub-Zero.
I knew them both.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah. What are the final totals there, Stevie?
David 3, Jen 4.
Oh, 3, 4.
Oh, man, David, I'm sorry.
It's all right, David. It's always fun talking to you.
It was just your day, Jen.
Yeah. It was one of my days.
I knew both those questions, too, after you asked them.
Yeah. Well, you still went to Disney.
That
you're still the winner.
Stupid timer.
You know, absolutely. So, David, we appreciate talking to you, buddy, but you know what you need to say.
Again. Yes, this is David from Stowe, Ohio, and I did not strip the beautiful Jen Toohey.